He parked across the street from Clarice Edgerson's house, in front of the hydrant. It was nearly 11 a.m. After several moments, he got out of the car, crossed the street, and rang the bell. Clarice opened the door herself. She stared at Jesse for a long moment. Then she stepped aside and allowed him in. She was wearing a faded pink housecoat over creamy silk pajamas. "What now?" she said. "He killed her," Jesse said. She stared at him. Then she led him into the sitting room. She indicated the overstuffed sofa, covered in red Italian silk. He sat. She sat across from him. "I guess I'm not surprised," she said. "And he's telling people that I'm next. He believes he's at his best when he's bragging about how dangerous he is." "It's not going to happen," Jesse said. "You don't think he can kill you?" "No, ma'am, I don't." "But he still has to try." Jesse shrugged. "It's not likely he'll succeed," he said. Clarice didn't say anything. "Will you be all right?" Jesse said. "You mean if he doesn't survive the attempt?" "Yes." "Is that why you're here?" "I'm here because Mr. Walker appears to be preparing to self-destruct, and the aftermath might have an impact on you." "Why should that concern you?" "If anything were to happen to Thomas, I wanted to make certain you'd be okay."
"I'll be okay," she said.
Neither of them said anything for a while. "I know this is none of my business," Jesse said.
"But you came just the same."
"I did."
"To express your concern?"
"Yes."
"People don't generally behave in that manner with me."
"That's because you're very imposing."
"You think that's why?"
"The top job is the loneliest. People are always afraid of the boss."
"Miss Lillian used to say the same thing. She always told me to trust no one."
"What will you do?"
"Here I go running my mouth again," she said. "What is it about you?"
Jesse didn't say anything.
"Gus and me, we've been together a long time. We always figured there'd come a day when we'd just pick ourselves up and vanish. We prepared for that day. We bought a sweet piece of property in a place where no one knows us, where we can just be Gus and Annie, where we can spend the rest of our time enjoying the fruits of our labor, real quiet-like, anonymously. You have no need to worry about us."
Jesse stood. "I wish you both well," he said.
"I know you do, Jesse," she said, "and don't be thinking that I don't appreciate it.